message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Walking in Health and Vitality is our series that we've been on just before the celebrations began. We started this series on health and vitality, and I took introduction to sound health and vitality. How many of us were in that service? Introduction to health. You were here. Can I see your hand up? All right. If you were not here, I will do a brief rundown. Because time has gone, I'll cut some of the things I spoke of. I'll cut them. I will not talk about them now, but I'll just talk about a few. I talked about the importance of health. I mentioned to us that God designed for you and I to live a very healthy life. I told us that Abraham lived for 175 years. Isaac lived for 180 years. Jacob lived for 147 years. Joseph lived for 110 years. And it is your heritage to live a long life. It's your heritage to live a... You are not programmed for your destiny to be cut short. Can I have some more volume on the altar here to allow me to minister effectively? So, we discussed extensively on walking in health and vitality. And we looked at some facts about health and vitality. Number one fact that we looked at is that health is your right. You have a right to divine health. It's your right, according to Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 and 5. And number two, I said important fact about divine health and longevity is that health is from God and sickness is from the devil, according to John chapter 10, verse 10. The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So anything sickness or premature death is not from God. Have you ever seen any father that wishes that any of his children should die before him? Nobody. Nobody. Nobody will ever wish that he should die. Then his children will die later. No. Every father wants his children to have long life. So God wants us to live very, very long. And you will live very long in Jesus' name. You will live very long in Jesus' name. I can't hear a good amen from you. I can't hear a good amen from you. Number three important facts about divine health, which I mentioned then, beloved, is that there is nothing wrong in taking medication, but medication or drugs is an avoidable weight. There's nothing wrong in taking medication, but medication or drugs is a weight which you don't need to carry that weight. And I spoke extensively on Matthew 11, verse 28 to 29. Come unto me, all you that are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So God does not want you to carry that weight, and you will never carry the weight of drugs again. I say you never carry the weight of drugs again. I say you never carry the weight of drugs again. I met a man in the U.S. who took me to his car and said that he wanted me to pray for him. But before I pray, he wanted me to see something in his car. And as I went to his car, he opened the boot and I saw a carton, a box, like Indomie noodles, carton of drugs that was just dispatched to him from the doctors and that he must finish it as soon as possible. Wonderful. When I saw it, I knew that, Kai, this man needs serious prayers. Serious prayer. He said, I know you are going to pray for me, but before you pray for me, come and see the drugs they just sent to me for me to begin to use. For almost 2 weeks, he couldn't walk. He had some problems with his legs. He had different kinds of problems in his life. And he said, when they posted the drug to him, and the postman came to his door and opened his door and said, are you so, this is your drug. He said he almost fainted when he saw the carton. It is boxes of gifts and boxes of resources that will be sent to you. I say it is boxes of gifts and blessings that will be sent to you. Nobody will need to dispatch drugs to you. I didn't hear your good amen. Number four, important fact that I mentioned in my teaching that time about 2 weeks ago is that sickness is not for you, but for the enemies of God and your enemies. And I spoke extensively and brutally from Deuteronomy 7 from verse 14 to 16, Deuteronomy chapter 7, from verse 14 all to 16. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. Somebody say amen. And there shall not be male or female barren among you, or among your cattle. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee. And thou shalt lay, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. Somebody say amen. So God is not planning to lay sickness upon you, but upon them that hate you. And those that hate you will benefit from that in the name of Jesus. You will benefit from good health in Jesus' name. So that is like a brief summary. I've cut off so many from it. Maybe like about 70% has been cut because of time, so that I can teach on today's topic. Now we'll be moving on today in walking in health and longevity. And I'll be talking briefly on how to make the Word of God work for your health. I spoke last week that the Word of God is very important for the health of mankind. The Word of God is very crucial to your health and vitality. And if you remember very well, I said the Word of God is a hammer. How many of you were there when I said that? The Word of God is also fire. I can't go into all that tonight because of time, because we have another outline to cover tonight. But tonight I'll be looking at how to make the Word of God work for your health. Number one, how do I make the Word of God work for my health? Is go for a deliberate search in the Word of God. Regularly. Go for a deliberate search. Until you go for a deliberate search of the Word of God, the power in the Word of God is not delivered to you. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study. Go for a search. Go and search the word. Go inside it and look for something out of it for your health. Look at the scripture I just read now in Deuteronomy 7 verse 14 and 15 that says you are not meant to be barren. You are not meant to be without children. God designed you to produce children. You can stand on that word. 14 in particular. You can stand on that word and chase away infertility. You can chase away anything that is not beneficial to you as a direct result of your deliberate search. My prayer for someone here today is that God will give you the grace to be able to search the Word of God regularly in the name of Jesus. I say God will give you that grace in the name of Jesus. That grace that will make you to search the Word of God and search it regularly. That grace is coming upon you in the name of Jesus. I say that grace is coming upon you in the name of Jesus. The Word of God has so much power, but you have to sit down to search what is there. You have to sit down to search out the benefits, and then you use it to your advantage. Number two, how to make the Word of God work for your health is to meditate regularly on the Word of God. What is meditation? Meditation is when you have discovered the Word. Meditation is grinding the Word of God until it bats faith in you. That's meditation. You grind the word. You sit down on a particular scripture and you squeeze it. How many of us love orange juice? Orange juice. Well, you can't get orange juice without squeezing orange. I can see smile in the faces of some people as I'm talking about that. You squeeze the orange and then you get the juice or inside the orange. How many of us love pineapple juice? You squeeze the pineapple. You squeeze it very well and then some liquid juice. That's what they call meditation. You look at the Word of God and you squeeze that word that pertains to you. You squeeze it and you get that out of it. I was able to meditate on Psalms 2 verse 8 before we could get this land where we are today. We were searching for land everywhere. And one day I stumbled again. I've been reading it for a long time. Psalms chapter 2 verse 8. Ask of me and I will give thee the hidden for thy inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. If I ask God, he will give me the hidden for his inheritance. And anywhere, if I ask, he will give me for his possession. We need land, not for beer parlor. not for hotel. We don't need land to be playing to be for game center of Chelsea and Man U. We need it to worship God brutally and mercilessly, like we did during the anniversary. I squeezed and I said, no, we must get it. And I tell you, the same week we got this land. That same week. That's what they call meditation. You look at what God has said concerning you and you squeeze out the word of God from it. You meditate on the word of God to the extent that the thing now becomes so real to you. It's like you can touch it. And that's why anytime you study the word, you must have a note. It only those that have notes become notable. If you want to be notable, you must have a note. Where things you have seen and heard, you note it down. Then you now meditate on it. So this is what the word of God says. And then you are able to get the best out of it. My prayer for somebody here today is that God will give you the grace for meditation in Jesus' name. And meditation births faith. When you meditate on something, you suddenly have faith in God. When faith is activated in your life, victory is sure in your life. Immediately faith is birthed in your life, victory is sure in your life. Number three, on how to make the word of God work for your life is to believe the word of God that you have found. Believe the word of God. That word that you have seen, believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Somebody say, believe it. In Luke chapter 1, verse 45, blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things that have been told her of the Lord. Luke 1, 45. Anything God has told you, if you don't believe it, it can't work in your health. You must believe it. You must believe it. You must believe what God has said. 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health as your soul prospereth. It means as long as I'm a Christian and I'm a vibrant Christian, my soul is prospering, my health must prosper. Sickness cannot be my portion. Disease cannot be my portion. Weakness and tiredness cannot be my portion. After the anniversary, on Sunday, somebody came to our house around 6 in the evening. We left here around past 4, 4:30 or maybe to 5. Somebody came to our house to pick something, two of our members, our brothers here, and met me playing sports. And said, I can't believe this. He was opening his eyes like this. You are playing sports after the brutal week. How did I say, forget it. That same day, I see DNIBG. To thank God, to appreciate God, and to exalt him. When you are a child of God, you are meant to be a man or woman of strength. And that comes from believing the word of God. If Jesus did 1 week program, will he now become tired and be having a headache? No! Somebody said no. No! So why will I be tired and having a headache? No! No! I was telling somebody that evening, I said, how I wish there was another service this evening. Another 3-hour service, that Sunday evening. As from today, God will give you mega strength. I say, as from today, God will give you mega strength. As from today, God will give you mega strength. The days of your tiredness and weakness are over. Can I hear you say a big amen? Can I hear you say a big amen? So believe the word of God. Believe the word of God. And then you are able to use it for your health. You are able to use it for your health. Number 4. How to use the word of God, make it work for your health. Number 4 is act on the word of God you have found. Act on it. John chapter 2 verse 5. John chapter 2 verse 5. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Anything the word of God has said to you, do it. The word of God said we should take communion. That's why we are here tonight. The word of God says we should run from sin. That's why we are listening to the word of God to receive the grace and the strength. Anything the word of God tells you to do, do it. Somebody say, do it. That is one of the major keys to your health. Anything you have seen in the world is not just be looking at it or just hearing it. Do it. Do it. Anything the word of God has suggested to you that you should do, do it. Anything the word of God has told you to do. Do you know sometimes you'll be reading the scripture, one verse of scripture can have 3 meanings. It can have 1 meaning to the wife, 1 meaning to the husband, and 1 meaning to the children. Sometimes when we're having some time with my family and we're having Bible study, and I say, oh, yeah, you tell me what this place means. So this one will tell me something else. This one will tell me something else. Then mommy too will tell me something else. Then me, myself, I will say something else. The same place, yet different meanings. Same scripture, different interpretation. So it's important that every single thing that God has spoken to you about, the way he has interpreted it to your spirit, do it.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.